even zeggen, hé. Even tussen bouwen. Even tussen bouwen. Just before we get to Sicha, Sicha Dalet. The second capital in Sicha Dalet. Sorry. Kiddush, Yom Shachar Beis HaMikdash, Nafal HaShiras B'Imkei HaKlipos. The source of all blessing, of all bounty in the world, of all good that descends into the world. Everything that we need, everything that we have, everything came through the channel of the Beis HaMikdash. There was like this cosmic kind of give and take, where all blessing descended to the world via the temple, and at the same time, all tefillah, all human input, in spiritual terms, directed toward that place. On one hand, everything's coming from Yerushalayim. And at the same time, everything is also directed toward Yerushalayim. Talpiot, the Gemara says. Yerushalayim is called Talpiot. It's like the mountain to which all piot, all of our tefillos, all of our Torah, is directed to. So it's Mitzion Teitzei Torah. Everything is coming out of Yerushalayim. At the same time, everything is heading toward Yerushalayim. Everyone's facing toward Yerushalayim. The whole world is facing to Yerushalayim. So from below to above, there's this movement of expression, of human input, expression, and emotion toward Yerushalayim. And from above to below, from top down, so there's this influx of bounty in the world that comes through Yerushalayim as the tzinor. It's like it's the channel. Da, shemiyom shacharav beis hamikdash, from the time of the destruction, nafal ha'ashirus b'imkei haklipos, wealth, blessing, bounty has fallen into klipa. What does that mean? It doesn't mean that there's not wealth in the world. It doesn't mean that there's not bounty in the world. It doesn't mean that there's not blessing in the world. There's not goodness in the world. But it's not coming from a pure place anymore. Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim is prophecy. Prophecy is the expression of God's will, God's want, God's desire, God's intent in the world in a clear sense. When the walls of Yerushalayim were breached, the temple was destroyed, so there was like, it's almost as if like the Wi-Fi signal became weak. It's almost as if the fiber optic cables, cosmic cables that connected Hashem to the world, Hashem in the world, like something was mishtabesh there. They got cut, or there's less of them, there's less bandwidth to transmit the signal of clarity, of godliness into the world. So it's almost like something that was cut. So that place where there was such a strong signal coming out of, that was like the hub of all godliness, now was cut. Physical wealth, money, kesef, comes from a very high place. Just the word kesef itself comes from a word that means, which means? To the kuf. To the kuf. It means desire, wanting, yearning. Money comes from a place, from a very high place of wanting. Sometimes when a person has a lot of money, we think that we don't need Hashem. We have enough money, you know, sometimes it gets in the way of our practical belief. Because I have what I need. I don't really need to reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Money represents the way, this currency represents the way that Hashem, so to speak, enables us in the world. It gives us opportunity in the world. When the Beis HaMikdash was standing, Ova Miso would bring our Bikurim, we'd bring the first of our flock, we'd bring our tithe, we'd bring our best fruits, our choicest of produce there. Bring it up to Yerushalayim all together, as if to say, Hashem, whatever you gave us, we know that it comes from you. Whatever wealth I have, whatever bounty I have, whatever currency I'm working with, whatever success that I have, it's coming from you. So in the seventh year, I'm going to just leave my field fallow. And in the Jubilee year, I'm just kind of going to turn it right back over to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because I know that it's all coming from you. I know that you are sustaining me. I know that you're keeping me going. Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim, there was clarity. It was clarity. I knew my place. I knew that I was being taken care of. Heck, the Levim and the Kohanim didn't even have their own land. They were being taken care of by Klal Yisrael. They didn't even have their own portion. The kids weren't fighting over the Yerusha. There was such a clarity over, there was such a clarity being transmitted through this place, through this experience of just divine openness, of total openness. There was a Yishuv Hadas. There wasn't a need, so to speak, to run after more and someone else's. Because I know I have mine and I have what I need. And what's coming to me is coming to me. And what's not mine is not mine. When the Beis HaMikdash fell, the whole process of give and take, the whole process, the whole system of transmission, of bounty and blessing, and wealth, clarity, sustenance, physical and otherwise, coming into the world, changed. Everything changed. The Hainu Yerida Gedol of Nifla, Kein Behashrech Shiula, Chas V'Shalom Yerida, a person who is an Ish Kasher, is necessarily going to have a Yerida Gedol of Ma'od, Kodim Shabbal Ashiris. In order to attain wealth, whether it's great knowledge or physical bounty, to, so to speak, be sated and feel like misudar, so it's going to be, there's going to be great bilbul, there's going to be great difficulty. Dainu alafim mizumanim, dainu safek. Someone who's an ish kasher be'emes, kashelo ma'od shielo ashiris. It's very hard to have ashiris because we know that it's coming at the expense of something else. As the pasuk says, "Orech yamim," on one side, the other side, "Osher v'chavah." There's this constant tension, give and take between receiving. And when we receive money in the world, we receive bounty in the world, we receive blessing in the world. This constant tension of having what we need versus wanting more. There's a rule. There's a rule in the Bria. That if I have one, I want two. If I have 100, I want 200. But what if I really knew that it came from Hashem? What if I really knew? What if I really lived with the fact that everything that I had, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was lining up just for me? And that everything that I needed, Hashem was providing for me. What if I knew that I don't need 200? 100 is enough. When I need to have 200, I want 200? The answer is, from the time of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, like we learned from the Nasan early in the week, there's a Churban Binyan Hadas V'Achachma. We lost ourselves. We lost ourselves. We're not sure exactly what's mine. I'm not sure exactly what's yours. I'm not sure exactly how much I should be going and doing and leaving my space to go out into the world and to take. To go out into the world and bring in, bring home the bread and bring home the butter and bring home the money. I have to go out from where I am, because since the Churban, Ashiras has fallen into Klipa. That means that it's no longer transmitted directly. It's no longer transmitted directly. The state of Golos. The state of Golos means that I have to go out of my place to some place that's not mine in order to get to where I have to get to and be what I need to be. Necessarily. I have to leave. I have to go out. I can't just be home. Can't just rely on this system of transmission, of bounty from Hashem to Am Yisrael. I have to get out there in the world. Mecca, Mesca. To go out there and be involved in being mevarer, the mitzotos of being in the world of the mundane, of the profane. Tumas Eretz Eretz Amin. Doing business in the world with the nations of the world. Doing business with Gentiles. Doing business in the world with people of different value systems. It's a world of Golos. It's a world of Churban. Now, later in the Sicha, Reb Nachman explains that wealth, that blessing, that bounty, Hashem put there for us. Osher v'chavod, the purpose of Osher v'chavod in the world is to glorify Hashem. Melech ol ha'aretz kevodo. Kol ma shebara ba'olamo, Gemara tells us, everything that Hashem created in the world, and everything that Hashem put into this world, lo bara el chvodo. It's only to bring honor to Hashem. Because the headquarters of Hashem's honor, the Beis HaMikdash, is no longer standing. So in order to elevate that honor, to restore that honor, we have to go out into the world. The Jewish people are very good with business. We're good at business. We know how to get out there into the world and give and take and buy and sell and build factories and start venture capital and angel investments. We know how to do real estate. That's coming from a very high place. The ability to go out into the world and be mevarer and make deals and make money is very much a Jewish trait, because it's the restoration of Ashirus to its root. It's bringing back all that fallen glory, all that money, all those kisuf and all that kesef, splendor and glory that's now shattered and all around the world and fallen into husk and to klipa, that's stuck in a place of outside. We can bring it back and restore it to its proper place. That doesn't mean just to pack it into our bank accounts, but to use it for holy things, to use it for kod shamayim, to buy beautiful tefillin, and to help other Jews have a beautiful Shabbos, and to have shuls that are glorified, and to build homes in Eretz Yisrael that are beautiful. But it's difficult to do that. It's not easy. It takes tremendous birur. It takes tremendous input. Shemiyom shachar beis hamikdash nafal ashiros beimke aklipos. Since the temple was destroyed, that ashiros, that splendor, that glory, that potential in the world has fallen. Our job is to go out there in the world and bring it back. Not to hoard it so that we don't have to rely on Hashem. A person has a big bank account, like one said about Rabbi Rucham, about Rabbi Chatzko Levenstein and Panovich. One time they saw him extra happy, he was smiling. He had a big extra smile. He was usually a very serious person, very intense. They saw that he was like extra lebedik, with a big extra smile. But some of the older guys in the Chabura thought maybe his daughter got engaged. I don't know, maybe he finished writing up his Chidushim something. They said, you know, in that Rebbe, what's the story? He said, for the first time ever, Panavizharov came and had Rebbe's meeting and said, we're not getting paid. We're getting paid, and I'm not getting paid on time. It's Valde. He looked at him like he's crazy. He said, what do you mean? I mean that's not a good thing. He said, no, you should know. The Panavizharov of Kahneman, this is in the years after the war. I mean, this is right after the war. People didn't have any money. There wasn't money laying around. And it was such a chiddush for Magid Eshir to be paid at all, let alone in Panovich. They're paying on time, they're paying well. He said, no, you don't understand. The Panovichov runs around all the world raising money to build the yeshiva, to expand Torah, and pays all their paying well. Since I came to Panovich, my paycheck comes like clockwork. I realized I stopped davening over my parnasa the way I used to. I stopped davening over my sustenance the way I used to, because I just kind of, you know, took it for granted. Now, I felt by mincha, for the first time in a long time, that I had to really daven, because I need money so that I could, you know, take care of my house. In other words, the beer of Parnassa is something which is very fine. On one hand, depending on Hashem, on the other hand, you know, earning and, so to speak, deserving what we're getting. It's a very fine line. Since the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Ashiras has fallen into Klipa. That means that our job is to be Mevarer that, to be in the world, to make the money, to restore it to its root, which is Kvod Shamayim. To restore it, to support Torah. To restore, to bring it back to its supernal root, to build Batei Knesios, to help other Jewish people, to keep mitzvos in a way which is Mefu'ar and Mahadri. To use that money in a holy way, in an honest way, in an appropriate way. To be mevarer it and to restore it to its supernal root. In that way, we'll be considered people who are redeemed and anashim ksherim.